News Talk 1110 993 WBT. Okay, they are. I know we have like a lot of heavy stuff we're going to talk about, but I have to just interject a couple of things here that are hugely important. First of all, they're trying to cancel your Halloween. They're trying to kill your Halloween off, by the way. Did you know about this? Yes, they are. Western Journal with this report. Pumpkins are the universal sign of autumn. Beginning in September, people start purchasing pumpkins in droves to decorate their porches, their tables, and their homes. What would happen if suddenly everyone had to stop buying pumpkins? Can you still have Halloween without jack-o'-lanterns? Can fall still be the fall without a pumpkin in your front stoop? Well, environmentalists are now issuing alarming reports that your poor, unassuming pumpkins are actually dangerous to the planet. By purchasing a pumpkin, you could be bringing the planet to its knees. The fine people at trees.com issued three warnings, or more, depending on how you read the piece, about the dangers of the pumpkins. First, about the number of the pumpkins bought every year. Second, about the natural resources required to cultivate pumpkins. And third, about the environmental impact of pumpkins ending up in landfills. So here's how it goes. Trees.com estimates that 82% of Americans buy pumpkins. That means billions of pounds worth of pumpkins have to be grown each year for you greedy American consumers. The report said pumpkin crops require an immense amount of water. How much? One pumpkin needs an inch per growing week. So you've got to be ready to give an inch to each of those pumpkins each growing week. That normally lasts about 10 to 14 weeks. That's a lot of water. Wheat requires almost the same amount of water, 12 to 15 inches over 16 weeks. But no one is saying that we need to quit eating bread and stop growing it, right? So pumpkin water consumption is really not all that much. Almonds, avocados, sugarcane, and rice are the real water-sucking crops. According to a CNN report from 2019, pumpkins have nothing on those crops, but not many are calling for the world to stop eating them. Besides, pumpkins have actually been proven to clean contaminated and polluted soils, particularly from DDT. This is groundbreaking since contaminants in soil are extraordinarily difficult to remove. So by simply increasing pumpkin crops, acres of soil can be cleaned. More clean soil means more land that can be used for food and plant production. And these crops will produce more oxygen and clean the air from bacteria, chemicals, and carbon dioxide. You know, I'm thinking we might even be able to clean up the COVID by planting pumpkins everywhere. That's no scientific analysis by me. I'm not a scientist. Pumpkins may actually be saving the planet, though, and not hurting it. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, food is the number one thing in landfills, and landfills are the third largest cause of human-related methane emissions. Well, that and beer on Sunday. Pumpkins, just like any other food tossed into the garbage, will therefore add to methane emissions. It's estimated that about a quarter of the pumpkin buyers will likely just throw their rotting pumpkins into a bin rather than composting them or using them for feed. So pumpkins are the new target. It's unfortunate that the favored fall vegetable emits methane. It's even worthy of recognition when there are herds of animals producing exponentially more, isn't there? If environmentalists are truly concerned about methane emissions, ignore pumpkins. They should be focusing on the fact that ruminant animals, cows, sheep, deer, antelope, giraffes, college students are producing 250 to 500 liters of methane per day. You know, we could use that for fuel. We could fuel our vehicles with all that methane. You just got to figure out a way to get the methane into the tank. With that much methane coming from one of the largest food sources in the world, pumpkins don't even scratch the surface. If methane emissions are what's going to kill the planet, pumpkins will be very, very low on the list. Sure, you can encourage people to compost your pumpkins, use them in soup, feed the squirrels with the leftovers. That's genuinely better than throwing your pumpkin in a bin, but a pumpkin in the garbage is not going to kill the planet overnight. And they want to control every aspect of this holiday, this sacred holiday called Halloween. The Anti-Defamation League has now come out and warned against culturally insensitive, gender-conforming Halloween costumes. That's right. The incredibly and increasingly partisan ADL interjected itself into the annual Halloween debate this week when the organization advised parents to avoid Halloween costumes that are culturally insensitive and perpetuate gender norms. Halloween is a week away, and you and your family may be brainstorming for costume ideas. Check out our resource for reminders on how and why to avoid cultural appropriation, cultural stereotypes, and costumes that perpetuate gender norms. So what are you thinking of? Well, for example, before Halloween, you should be proactive addressing the issues in advance so that people aren't wearing costumes. Children aren't wearing costumes that may be offensive to folks. While costumes targeted to boys place a heavy emphasis on superheroes and action figures, choices like these convey the message that boys should be scary and gruesome. Superman is gruesome? Aquaman is gruesome? What are you talking about? Freddy Krueger is gruesome? Since when? Many children are attracted to traditional gendered costumes. Think girls who love princesses or boys who are obsessed with action heroes. When that is the case, it's best not to reinforce that these are the only appropriate options available. Engage in conversations with young people about gender stereotypes and discuss messages that companies send through marketing and advertising. That's your little helpful tip on this Halloween. Get rid of the pumpkins and be spicy with the costumes on the children. 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110, 993 WBT.